Hello, this is Ken Root. My ongoing series of guests for this People in the Know podcast and radio program amazes even me. I have spoken to a wide range of very interesting, well-credentialed, and well-traveled guests. But this week, it's a fisherman who set a goal to fish in all 99 counties of Iowa. Can you imagine finding places to fish all across the state and then documenting your adventure?
This program is sponsored by Concept by Iowa Hearing. Your hearing is our priority. Visit iowahearing.com or call 877-955-4020 for a free hearing screening.
Joining me is the man who did that, Davis Horton. Davis is a naturalist for Hardin County in Iowa Falls. Wow, this is really something. Why did you decide this was a goal for you? Did you have a voice from the sky or from the waters that told you to do this?
Yeah, great question. So this actually started as an adventure where I just wanted to see all 99 counties. Obviously had people that have visited every location. They take pictures in front of, you know, unique signage and unique landmarks and things in every county. But as I started to kind of undertake this whole thing, I thought, boy, how cool would it be if along the way I caught a fish in every single county? So it really started as an interest in travel, and then it became, you know, kind of an extension of my already existing interest in fishing.
When did you start it, and when did you finish?
So I started it in mid-2020, kind of as we were in and out of COVID pandemic shutdowns, and then I finished it this last fall in the middle of October.
Mid-October. Now, you have been up in Gutenberg this week as we're speaking. Why did you come up there?
Gutenberg is actually one of the towns I did not get to cross off my list. I'd always heard great things about the fishing on the Mississippi there, and I wanted to come up and experience everything it kind of had to offer. So we kind of came up right in the middle of the best perch bite of the spring, caught some big ones, filled some stringers, took some fish home, and had a great time out fishing on the barge.
Jamie's barge. And did you go to Murray Outdoors under the big walleye on the south end of Gutenberg?
We did. Yeah, that was our first stop in the morning. We came through and got some bait and some heavy jigs and bucktails and stuff that we might have needed if we decided we were going to walleye or saugerfish. And then I spent some time picking through rods and reels, too. He's got quite the selection of equipment in there. I was impressed.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah.
Well, as you set out on this, you know, you got 3 years here. Tell me how you managed to do this in concert with your life, your job, your spouse, if you have one, anything else. How could you do this? Was it reasonably normal activity?
Yeah. So for me, I really wanted to spread it out over a couple of years rather than just trying to knock it out in a short time frame, just so I could enjoy a lot of the places I went. You know, if I hit a really great bite when I was out and about, I wanted to stay and fish rather than just trying to cross off as many counties as I could right out of the chute. And my wife was probably my greatest supporter. She let me get away a lot of weekends and just go out and explore. And I owe her a lot for that because I spent a lot of weekends out and about trying to cross off as many counties as I could throughout that 3 year time frame. So
has she had any children during this 3 years?
So part of the reason I wanted to finish in October of this last year is because we just had our first baby at the end of January. So I was kind of in a time pinch. It became, hey, you got to get this done before baby arrives, because then my weekends and my after work hours and stuff like that would disappear, and they have. So it was a good thing that I got it crossed off when I did.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, do you know what it's called when you go to all 99 counties in 1 year?
I don't.
It's called a full Grassley.
There you
and
go.
And the reason is Senator Grassley every year goes to every county. Now, he does not fish there, but that is what it's referred to since he's been in the Senate as long as he has. Do you know why there's not 100 counties in the state?
I do not.
Because Kossuth County is twice the size of the ones around it. It was apparently blocked off to be 100 counties, and I don't know exactly why, but something caused it to be changed to where two counties in one became Kossuth County, which always sets a record on everything agricultural because it's twice as big as the others. Okay, sure. Moving on from that, you know, we had a guy who, a couple of guys, who had a goal a few years ago of catching 100 different species of fish in the state of Iowa. Have you heard about them?
Yeah, so actually, three of the guys that went on that challenge are three of my very, very good friends.
Oh, I think one of the funniest things they said was they were screaming and yelling about catching the fish. The guy walks over, and it's about 2 inches long.
Yeah.
And he said, why are you so happy about catching that little fish? And it's because it's 100 species. We have finally caught our 100 species of fish. What did you go for? Did you just try to go with the season and make sure that what you were fishing for was what was biting?
I did my best to mix it up as much as possible. I think 76 of the counties I did with only a fly rod. So I'm primarily a fly fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many unique opportunities when it comes to like doing bottom fishing for sturgeon and catching flathead catfish on live bait, things like that. So throughout my 99 county adventure, I really did not try to be kind of a one trick pony. I tried to do as much stuff as I possibly could along the way. The species diversity thing was a big one for me. I actually went back and did a count, and I think I caught 58 different kinds of fish throughout the 99 counties.
So you played naturalist as well. You actually documented this, a little John Muir type of thing, a little Walton Pond thing, huh?
Yes, yeah. So I documented every county, every location I caught a fish, all the way to the exact GPS point that I caught the fish, and then I documented every species I caught as well. So I didn't get pictures of every fish in every county because they weren't all, you know, fish that I would consider trophy fish that I necessarily wanted a picture of. But I have it pretty well documented.
If you just joined us, Davis Horton is telling me a fantastic story of 3 years of his life, being a husband and obviously being home enough that he proved it, his wife having a baby. Yes, we're going to leave it at that, okay? And you have been fishing and caught 58 different species across the state in trying to be in every county. Gosh, there's so many things I could ask you about that. I guess one is, are you going to publish something or have you published something that would be a handbook for fishermen because you have all the data?
So that was something interesting that I didn't really anticipate when I first started this. So the first time I presented about this was around a month ago at the UNI Fishing Club. And the very first question I got was, when's the book coming out?
That'd be my question.
Yeah, I didn't have a plan for it necessarily, but as I dive deeper into this and I continue presenting about it and talking with people about it, I have started one. I've got about 30 pages of a book done that people can reference kind of as a guide to locations in the state of Iowa. And ideally what I want it to be, like you said, is a handbook where you can grab this resource if you find yourself, you know, in the middle of Kossuth County, which you talked about earlier, and you don't know of any fishing spots, you can, you know, pull it out of your glove box and you can look at kind of where I was at and what I did and use that as a reference to have a new fishing spot no matter where you're at in our state.
Davis, what's your interface with Iowa DNR? Did you have enough of one that it gave you some information or some assistance, or did they ever stop you and check your license?
I get checked pretty frequently, actually, just because a lot of the places I fish are quite public. But I use a lot of the DNR state park mapping system to be able to go and find public lakes from any given county. I also used it's called My County Parks, which every county in the state of Iowa has their own county conservation system. But I use the My County Parks website to find kind of smaller off the beaten path locations for counties that maybe didn't have state parks or large rivers and stuff that were available, but they had small county parks with ponds and creeks and things where you could find certain fishing locations. So I used kind of a hybrid of the DNR and the county conservation system to be able to finish this entire project.
Perhaps you've thought of this, or if you start giving presentations, you'll work it up of, where was the best or the worst or the friendliest or the scariest situation you had?
Man, I have a lot of good stories. I keep coming back to, if you had two places to fish in the state of Iowa where you want to catch a trophy fish and you want to have the best diversity, Pool 9 on the Mississippi River, Pool 10 on the Mississippi River are going to be cream of the crop, best of the best that we have. But in the Northeast Corridor, if you find yourself not wanting to be on the big river, the number of smallmouth bass creeks and trout streams and other resources that are available are just incredible in that part of the state, kind of the driftless region. But outside of that, the one we always hear of, and I'm positive this is cream of the crop because there's state records that come out of here like every other year, but the Big Spirit Lake, West Okoboji Complex, the Iowa Great Lakes region is absolutely as good as people say it is.
Did you ever go down in the far southern part of the state, Decatur County? And there's a little lake called Little River Lake, I believe, that's just east of the interstate, and they are a state park there. Do you have any remembrance of that?
So, Little River is one I have visited. It is not the one that I used to cross off that particular county, but I have been down there a number of times in the past and fished in that region.
We just have some people down there that just seem to beckon you to come in and enjoy their lake, and they're really trying to make it into a nice place, and they get an abundance of people out of Des Moines because they have crappie fishing that in the springtime has been in the past awfully good. So just wondering, because I know that reservoir to some degree. What about scary situations? Did you ever feel like you were in trouble when you were out there by yourself?
The only situation I had that was kind of a weird one. I was up in the Allamaquille County, Winnesheik County, kind of right almost on the county line there. I was driving to fish a trout stream, one of our native brook trout creeks, just a little teeny tiny creek. And on my way to the stream that day, it was spring of 2021. I had a deer that jumped out of the ditch and collided with the front left quarter panel of my truck and actually totaled the truck. So that was, of scary situations, that's about the only one I've had. Otherwise, it was pretty smooth going all the way around.
Did you ever time you wanted to quit?
Actually, yeah, there were, I had two or three times, especially in 2021, 2022. We had a couple low water years, and the walleye fishing on the interior rivers was so good because we had consecutive low water years that I really wasn't crossing off many counties because I was going back to the same places to fly fish for walleye just because it was as good as I've ever seen. And I talked to numerous other anglers that would agree. And in those 2 years, I thought, man, I could probably just scrap this project. I've got other stuff going on. I was doing a lot of traveling at the time, so I did a In the middle of doing 99 counties, I went to the Florida Keys once. I went to South Texas once. I went to Canada once. So I was kind of all over the place. And those 2 years, I really did think about quitting. And then when we found out we were going to have our first little one last May, all of a sudden I kind of put the pedal to the metal and really started knocking off some counties.
In a moment, we're going to come back and talk with Davis Horton about his adventure dipping his line in and hauling fish out of 99 counties in the state of Iowa, which is the total number there are. And I got a little 1976 story for you that is people trying to do similar types of things and some of the humor to it.
Let's take a moment to talk with Taylor Parker, president of Concept by Iowa Hearing. Taylor, is there a correlation between an untreated hearing loss and balance, or a greater chance of falling in older people?
You are very correct in that, Ken. Individuals that have even a mild hearing loss, the risk of falling triples. And every 10 decibels that your hearing loss worsens, it increases your risk by 140%. So a mild untreated loss triples your risk every 10 decibels, 140% greater for every 10 decibels. So by the time you get to a severe or profound, your chances of falling are extremely high. And how that comes into play, we talked about dementia before and that it pulls from cognitive, but the other area that your brain pulls resources from to focus on untreated hearing loss is balance and gait. So the ability, you know, you think about, you know, when you get up from a chair, you don't think about getting up. Your brain says, well, I need to get up. You get up and go. Individuals that now have the you know, risk of falling, they have to brace themselves. They have to, you know, use support. They actually have to think about getting up from things or making that move of, well, I'm going to go from here to here. Or, you know, they're out on a walk and having that spatial awareness of who's around them or what's around them, they lose that ability to hear that. So they lose that ability. You know, one of the big ones was Jack Campbell's grandfather down at the bowl game. He was going to step out on the street and he didn't hear his family tell him to not cross the street. And, you know, falls are the leading cause of accidental death in adults over the age of 65. So we're not talking individuals, you know, 80 and 90 years old, which, you know, they do fall in this category because typically they have a hearing loss and they're just a little, their balance and gait's a little more off. But we're talking the age of 65 and above is something that, you know, a lot of individuals need to, you know, understand and, you know, understand how it all plays into to every, you know, everyday life.
Thank you, Taylor. Schedule your free hearing screening at Concept by Iowa Hearing. You could reach them at 877-955-4020. Or online at iowahearing.com.
Davis Horton, where did you finish up and catch your last fish that completed the 99 counties?
Yeah, so I finished in Pottawatomie County. I fished Lake Manawa, and I got there kind of right as we were going into the mid to late fall season. And I was pretty blessed when I got there. The fishing was absolutely fantastic from start to finish. So I can't say enough great things about that particular lake. It was exceptional. And most of what I caught was yellow bass. So like I said earlier, I tried to diversify when I would go out from place to place. So I did a lot of yellow bass fishing over in that part of the state.
If you were talking to people in authority and they said, you've sampled the state, and you could speak freely, what would you tell DNR or elected officials of Iowa that's either good or needs to be improved about our lakes or our access to them?
I would say from our standpoint, we're pretty blessed to have a lot of great lake and river access. The biggest thing I noticed, and it makes a lot of sense for me as a naturalist, so everything we have in the state as far as drainages are concerned drains from the northwest portion of the state mm-hmm. all the way to the Mississippi River, and that goes from, you know, north to south, other than, you know, a really teeny tiny corridor along the west half that goes into the Missouri. But I noticed big time along the southeast portion of the state the amount of blue-green algae issues we had. So when I got down mm-hmm. like into Lee County and around Keokuk and some of those places, and I decided to not fish the Mississippi proper and fish kind of the lower ends of like the Cedar and the Wapsipinicon and some of those places, the ponds, the lakes, the rivers, it was pretty noticeable that we had some serious water quality hazards. A couple of the lakes I fished that are like backwaters of those streams were so blue and green that they really did look like pea soup. And it was super, super difficult to catch fish there. And in a lot of cases we had, or I encountered, like widespread kills. So I would show up at a location and there'd be a large fish kill where there'd be dead largemouth bass mm-hmm. and bluegills all along mm-hmm. the shoreline. So kind of at a last ditch effort, I'd have to switch where I was going kind of as I was on the road and just kind of in the moment change what I was doing entirely and find a new strategy to be able to catch fish.
Well, you said that Pool 9, Pool 10 on the Mississippi River and over in the Iowa Great Lakes and Spirit Lake area were the two that you think you could call out the best and most record-setting fish?
Yeah, those would be my couple of picks. And then there are opportunities for very isolated species. So, for example, along this journey, I actually caught our state record spotted bass on the fly rod, and the spotted bass – in Iowa only exists naturally in two locations, and that's Lake McBride State Park, just outside of Solon, Iowa, and the Coralville mm-hmm. Reservoir, which Lake McBride actually feeds.
And there is a fly rod record, not a rod and reel, but a fly rod record.
So it's a rod and reel record, but to my knowledge, it's the only state record we have that was caught with a fly rod.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like you had a great time and doing this sort of thing. I got a story for you. Back in 1976, I'm old, so that was a really amazing year of the 200th anniversary of the United States. And there were people that were trying lots of things. And there was a man who said, I am going to climb to the highest point in every state. And, of course, you think of Colorado and Wyoming and Alaska and Washington and Oregon. And so he was knocking them out. And he then needed to get the midsection of the country. And so he got a map and he found that there was a little town in western Kansas, and a similar thing happened in Iowa, that was the highest point in the state. And so he called the superintendent of schools there, and he said, I understand the highest point in the state is just outside your town, and would you help me be able to find that, because I'm trying to get all 50 states in a year. So he had to move pretty fast. And the man said, sure, when will you be here? So he got the time he was coming, and so this man pulled into town in his car with his backpack and his hiking boots, and he put everything on, and they walked over, and there was the high school marching band, and it was a rise that was about maybe 30 feet above what they were, about a quarter of a mile away, and the high school marching band led him to the top of the highest point in the state of Kansas. I just think that sort of thing is amusing. Did you ever have any time when some people got a big thrill out of you being there?
You know, I never did. And part of the reason was because at first I didn't really think it was going to be like all that big a deal. So I really didn't tell anybody about it except for like maybe a dozen of my closest friends and my family members. I did have certain situations where, you know, I kind of had a crowd or whatever, one being the day we caught the state record spotted bass. And I had a couple other counties where that was kind of the deal. I had, you know, some people sit and kind of watch me fish, and had some visitors that obviously went along the way with me. I had probably 15, 20 friends that tagged along for various counties. So nothing quite like a marching band, but I got I got some good crowd members for sure.
Davis Horton's my guest. He fished all 99 counties in the state of Iowa. Did you ever catch one of your fish through the ice?
Yes. I actually did have one county where the way I crossed it off was actually ice fishing. And off the top of my head, I cannot remember which county that was.
Did you tie into a big sturgeon that you actually landed?
I did not tie into any big sturgeon, so no lake sturgeon, but I have caught quite a few nice shovel-nose sturgeon, so the smaller species that we have here in the Mississippi River. I have caught quite a few of those, but I've never attempted the lake sturgeon thing, although I'd love to, because I see in pool 9, 10, 11, they get quite a few of them, and they get quite large.
Yeah, and they want to stay on the bottom, and when they come up, they're not happy, and they're awfully big fish. And they're very old. I don't want to see us diminish that species. Were you a normal fisherman? Did you eat some of these fish? Did you put them all back? What was your technique?
Yeah, so some days I would take fish home. Like if I wanted to have a fish fry with my wife that evening, I'd, you know, take a couple crappies here or there. But most of it, I would say not probably 90% of it was catch and release. But, you know, I'm one of those that if I catch a bunch of nice crappies in the middle of May, I'll take a few as long as I release as many. So yeah, I'm certainly not opposed to keeping fish. And when we were at the barge this weekend on the Mississippi, I kept a number of perch for us to have too.
Well, these perch that we're catching right now are certainly big and looking good up there on the Mississippi River. And what does this do to you? Now that you've done this, do you have any others? You know, there's 254 counties in the state of Texas, and there's 105 in Kansas.
Yes, there are there are certainly ideas that I have kind of flowing through my head right now that I would like to try and do. One of which is catch pretty much every state fish. So, like, for example, the state of Iowa, ours is the channel catfish. I would like to go to all 50 states and catch their respective state fish at each location. I don't know if that one's ever been done, but I try to find unique things like that that challenge my skills as an angler. So that would be one I'd like to pursue in the future, but obviously that gets a little hard with work and kids and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I think that would challenge your income and your marriage more than your skill.
100%.
That's great. Well, you've got a lot of energy, Davis, and you've got the makings of a book. I love that handbook idea for the state, and maybe others can even add into it as time goes on with you laying down the basis of it. I mean, there's more than one place to catch fish in every county, and I mean, you've fished a lot of them, so I hope you can work that up and get that on the market, and if you do, we'd love to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
All right. Thank you very much for talking with me. Davis Horton, who is a naturalist, works in Hardin County and fished across the state literally and caught a fish in every county of Iowa over a 3-year period. Take care. Good luck. Good fishing.
Thanks for listening to People in the Know. I'm on the hunt for guests to interview. If you have suggestions, contact me at this email address, kenroot@gmail.com, kenroot@gmail.com. Have a great week.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe.